Starting with national news, defence discussions are intensifying in Luxembourg. Prime Minister Luc Frieden briefed MPs yesterday on last week's EU summit. The key message Frieden presented to the Foreign Affairs Committee was that Europe has no intention of attacking anyone, but to safeguard freedom and peace, it must be capable of defending itself, above all through deterrence. The summit saw 26 members approve additional aid for Ukraine, while all 27 agreed on an €800 billion defence package. The Ministry of Health has launched its latest awareness campaign with the slogan to highlight the importance of early detection in the fight against bowel cancer. Bowel cancer accounts for 10% of all cancer cases and is the world's third most common and second deadliest form of the disease. In Luxembourg, the Ministry of Health has sent out 300,000 invitations, encouraging people to participate in the national screening programme. However, response rates have been low. In other news, Ukraine will present the United States with a plan for a partial ceasefire with Russia, hoping to restore support from its key benefactor, which under President Trump has demanded concessions to end the three-year war. The talks in Saudi Arabia come as Russia has ramped up attacks against Ukraine and Kyiv has hit back, including with an overnight attack on Moscow involving dozens of drones. At least one person was killed and three more have been wounded in the southern suburbs of Moscow, according to the region's governor. Meanwhile, military chiefs from 30 European and NATO countries willing to contribute to security guarantees for Ukraine after any negotiated truce are meeting in Paris today. President Macron is to address the meeting, which he said is being held in tight coordination with NATO military command. Greenland, the Danish self-governing territory, is voting in legislative elections today. Greenland's Prime Minister has said that US President Trump, who wants to take over Greenland, is very erratic. Determining a timeline for Greenland's independence from Denmark has dominated the territory's election campaign. And 5 years ago today, the WHO officially characterised COVID-19 as a pandemic, a moment that shifted global perceptions and triggered urgent responses from governments worldwide. WHO head Tedros Ghebreyesus continues to warn countries against repeating the cycle of neglect followed by panic that characterised the build-up to March 11th, 2020. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In tennis, two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz has powered past Canadian Denis Shapovalov 6-2, 6-4 to continue his march towards winning three straight titles at the Indian Wells ATP Masters. While upsets have claimed men's top seed Alexander Zverev, Casper Ruud and Novak Djokovic, the top five women's seeds are all safely into the fourth round after victories for world number one Aryna Sabalenka, third-ranked Coco Gauff and fifth-ranked Australian Open champion Madison Keys. And in cycling, Belgian Tim Merlier burnished his reputation as the man to beat in sprint finishes as he shot to a second straight Paris-Nice stage win on Monday. The 32-year-old Merlier also extended his overall lead.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
We have a foggy start to the day with clouds and light rain expected, but we are due to have some clear spells in the afternoon. Morning low temperatures start around 7 degrees with a forecast afternoon high of 12 degrees.